Well, Jenna Lane with Michigan Tech University is with us. And how's it going up in Houghton today?
It is a beautiful day. Thank you for asking. We're excited about the career fair, and final preparations are in order.
And a lot of them, when you have that many companies and others coming, describe what the scope of the endeavor to put this on.
Well, we have probably the largest group of employers ever descending upon Houghton, Michigan, in the history of Tech's career fairs. There are 376 employers registered for the fair. That's a lot. And logistically, we take over the student development complex. There's two huge gymnasiums, and the employers are setting up tomorrow morning in booths, and the students are hopefully preparing in advance to, because there's no way they're going to be able to talk to 376 employers.
So what kind of employers are we talking about here? Are we talking about obviously with Michigan Tech being a technical and engineering school, there's, I imagine, in that area, some of the STEM fields, but kind of give me an overview of the type of businesses that students can browse through and talk with.
Well, it is a variety. There is certainly a concentration of employers who are hiring our engineering students, for sure, because that makes the majority of our students. But we also have a College of Business, a College of Forestry, a College of Science and Arts, and a College of Computing. And there are employers here who are recruiting majors from all of those colleges. So there's everybody from the United States forestry group to some aerospace companies and pretty much everything in between.
So will there be students actually walk out of there tomorrow with a job offer?
It's possible, although we don't encourage employers to make job offers right then and there, but what we also do is host an interview day the next day. And the campus is taken over with employers interviewing students on Wednesday. So lots of our faculty and staff, they donate their offices, and we have a contingent of recruiters who are taking over a lot of our spaces, and they will be calling students or emailing them after the career fair to invite them for interviews on Wednesday. Not every employer stays to interview students. Many of them will go back to their offices and review the candidates and then, you know, do virtual interviews afterwards.
So should students bring resumes with them? How
Absolutely.
Should they prepare?
Absolutely. They should be reviewing the list of companies and finding out which ones are hiring in the area that they're interested. They have been coming to Career Services for weeks now, doing workshops on resumes and getting resume reviews, and brushing up on their elevator pitches and how to talk about themselves, how to shake hands, how to dress for the fair. So we've been preparing students like crazy on how to make a good impression at the career fair tomorrow.
And the career fair will start and finish when? And you said it's going to be at the SDC?
Yes, that's correct. From 12 noon, the pep band will announce the opening of the fair, and it will go till 5 p.m.
And then the follow-up.
There's a recess. I'm sorry. There's a recess of classes between 2 and 4 p.m. So we anticipate that there will be students who arrive at noon and come into the fair right away, and then there will be other students who will wait till the recess when there are no classes and come at 2.
Okay, and then the follow-ups you said are on Wednesday with some of the employers?
That's right. Interview day is Wednesday.
Well, good luck with all of that and keeping it all organized, and good luck to the kids to get their find a job. I mean, it's there's a lot of those jobs that are really high demand right now, right?
Well, every year, thousands of our students are offered jobs after career fair, co-ops, internships, and full-time job offers. We have a 93% career outcomes rate here at Tech. Students, if they want to work either during their school or afterwards, they are coming to the right place.
Well, Nancy, thanks for taking time out. I know you're busy organizing things. We'll let people know and let the whole community know as well that this is going on.
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate the time.